You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome back to... The Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret. Thanks for being with us today. I have some really exciting news to share. If you've been watching our show for the past month or so, you know that I started the Early Night Show when Broadway was shutting down as a way to keep entertaining. I was in rehearsal for a new musical when we got word that Broadway was paused. I've hosted and music directed several cabarets throughout NYC over the past few years and thought, why not create a virtual cabaret series so we can still create music and entertainment? After 15 episodes of the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, or the Corona Cabaret, I am so excited to share that we've been picked up by the Broadway Podcast Network! And you can now listen to us wherever podcasts can be found, like iTunes and Spotify. So, if you download our podcast, we'd love 5-star reviews and amazing comments. For everyone listening out there in the Broadway universe, this is our first officially produced podcast edition. We created podcast editions of the past videos so you can catch up on the evolution of establishing this new normal through today's entertainment. I talk a lot about how much I love Disney. So this happened. Yeah, my dad and sister think they're so funny dressing up as Donald and Daisy Duck. They scarred me for life. Speaking of Disney, did anyone see the Disney Family sing-along last week? Darren Criss, you know, the star from Glee and a few Broadway shows, tweeted that he wanted to sing When You Wish Upon a Star on the sing-along, but Disney told him that they couldn't get it cleared. Then Beyoncé ended up singing it. So, I have an idea. Darren Criss, why don't you come on the Early Night Show to sing When You Wish Upon a Star? I can play piano and you can play guitar and sing. Actually, here's a small world story. Pun. Both Darren and I were in the Hollywood Bowl live-to-film productions of The Little Mermaid. He was Prince Eric and I was Flounder. Only problem is that we were in it 3 years apart, so we never got the chance to work together. This is our chance! Hope to have you on soon, Darren. He is so talented. It would be incredible to have him on here. Speaking of incredible talent, I have some really fun and talented guests here today, and I am so excited for you to hear them. My first guest was in the original Broadway cast of School of Rock, starred in my original musical, The Perfect Fit, played Annie in theaters all around the U.S., and has one of the greatest voices on Broadway. Here is Carly Gendel. Hey, Carly!
Hi, Josh!
Thanks for being back on the Early Night Show with us.
No problem.
How are you doing?
Good. A little bored, but pretty good.
Now, you were in the original Broadway cast of School of Rock, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you just, like, jump into the Broadway production, or were you with the show previously?
I was a part of the off-Broadway lab that they did a couple months before they opened on Broadway, so we fixed anything needed to be fixed and made it the best it could be before it lit up the Winter Garden stage.
When you auditioned for School of Rock, did you just have to like wait in the line for auditions for like hours just to audition?
I waited in that line for 7 hours at the open call, which was at the Winter Garden, and my feet were numb and I was number 616, but I did it and it paid off.
Yay!
What was it like working past a show in the developmental phase? Like, that must have been, like, really, really fun.
It was. You know, you get to see a lot of different script changes and songs changing. And I like watching the journey of musicals because you really get to see where they come from and how they evolve. Like your show.
Yeah. Thank you, Carly. Thank you. Do you have any, like, tips for our younger listeners who want to be in the professional theater world?
Younger listeners, train. Train and practice. Practice makes perfect. Or as some people say, like, practice makes right, or practice makes correct. Whatever you want to say, if you keep working on your craft will get better. And as long as you're passionate about something, you should be able to work on it as much as you want. And pieces just kind of fall in line when you're passionate and you work for things. And that goes for anything, not just performing.
Do you want to perform something for us right now?
You know what? I will.
What are you going to sing?
I will sing Fly, Fly Away.
Ooh, it's a good one. Well, I think I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, let's hit it.
When I was a child, my eyes were clear. I saw the good side. But that's the kind of second sight that doesn't last for too long. And when I was lost, I heard a voice that gave me healing. That's the kind of special hope he brought me with his song.
And bring him down, but in his hearts and souls, the kind of
Thank you so much, Carly. She's really great, and you can follow her on Instagram at Carly Gendel. My next guest is one of the nicest people I've met working in New York City. You may have seen him as the Golden Buzzer winner on America's Got Talent, and we'll see him in the upcoming Disney Plus series, The Mighty Ducks. I, on the other hand, got to see him playing Donkey, and I was going to play Shrek before I had to leave the show to perform The Little Mermaid at the Hollywood Bowl. It's Luke Islam!
Hey, Luke!
Hey, Josh!
Hey, thank you so much for being back here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I'm so happy to have you here with us again.
Thank you.
How's everything with you? How's life?
Life has been great, actually. I've been having a lot of fun trying to explore new things and find out new things about my home and just really trying to find stuff to do.
Have you been finding any, like, secret entrances in your house to, like, Narnia?
I did find a cool, like, doorway in my attic that I didn't know about, so.
What?
Yeah, it was really crazy.
That's slightly horrifying.
Yep.
But have you been doing anything else fun?
Yeah, actually, I've been doing a lot of cooking and baking with my mom. So today we made banana bread, which a lot of people make. We made chicken parmesan, so it was good.
That is so incredible. I cannot bake, so the extent of my baking ability is putting chocolate milk in a bag, putting in another bag with ice and salt in it and shaking it around, and it actually makes ice cream, which is fascinating.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
On the website online, she's like, Josh, you have to do this. I'm like,
nice.
Oh, but have you been in touch with anyone from America's Got Talent? Because I know you did. You got the Golden Buzzer on America's Got Talent, right?
Yes, thank you. I have not really been in touch with anyone during quarantine except for Sophie Pecora. I did an Instagram Live a couple weeks ago, and yeah, I had her on it, and it was nice to talk to her again.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
America's Got Talent. Was it a good experience for you? And do you recommend it for other people to see if they can get on?
Yes, it was a great, great, great experience. I had so much fun, and it was really just, like, so surreal. I had been auditioning so many times. The third audition was the one where they accepted me, and it was crazy. I definitely recommend it to other people. They're actually accepting online auditions now for season 15. So yeah, go ahead, audition, and it'll be so much fun.
So great. Oh, and what song would you like to sing for us today, and why did you choose that song?
I'd like to sing The Wizard and I from Wicked, and I chose this song because Wicked was actually the show that wanted me to get into this industry in the first place, so it'll be nice to, you know, sing a song from the show that really got me started.
Oh, that's so great. Well, I think I'm ready whenever you are.
I'm ready to go.
Cool. Here we go.
By my looks, he won't be blinded to the fear. like a prophecy. I know it sounds truly crazy and true. The vision's hazy, but I swear someday there'll be a celebration for madness. That's all to do.
So much, Luke. He is so amazing. You can follow him on Instagram at TheLukeIslam. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. I absolutely loved when Luke sang You Will Be Found from Dear Evan Hansen on America's Got Talent. It's such a great musical that I thought I would sing another song from Dear Evan Hansen for you. Here's If I Could Tell Her.
He said, there's nothing like your smile, sort of subtle and perfect and real. Said, you never knew how wonderful that smile could make someone feel. And he knew, whenever you get bored, you scribble stars on the cuffs of your jeans. And he noticed that you still fill out the quizzes that they put in those teen magazines. But he kept it all inside his head. What he saw, he left unsaid. And though he wanted to, he couldn't talk to you. He couldn't find a way. But he would always say, if I could tell her, tell her everything I see. She's everything to me, but we're a million worlds apart. And I don't know how I would even start if I could tell her. If I could tell her. He thought, you looked really pretty. It looked pretty cool when you put indigo streaks in your hair. And he wondered how you learned to dance like all the rest of the world isn't there. But he kept it all inside his head. What he saw, he left unsaid. If I could tell her, she's everything to me, but we're a million worlds apart. And I don't know how I would even start if I could tell her. If I could tell her. But what do you do when there's this great divide? He just seems so is could tell her.
I love that song, and I really think the music from Dear Evan Hansen has been helping a lot of people get through this difficult time. My next guest, Grace DiAmicis, has also been helping others get through this challenging time. Aside from starring in Harry Potter and the Cursed Child on Broadway, Grace and her family are incredibly philanthropic. Let me get Grace on here so she can tell us all about it.
Hey, Grace!
Hi, Josh. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good.
I saw on your Instagram, which is at Grace DiAmicis, that you're volunteering now during this time of isolation. Can you tell us about it?
Of course. So I think the biggest issue during this time is homelessness. So I've been trying to mostly help out with that. In New York, there's a program called Broadway Serves and Kid Serves, where we work at a soup kitchen in New York called St. Luke's. I also helped with, we did a school supplies drive, we sang for seniors, made some cards for veterans, and with Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS, we did Red Bucket Follies and the Easter Bonnet.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. And right now, where are you right now?
I'm in North Carolina.
Have you been doing any of these projects right now?
I have, yes. So I've been working with an organization called The Relatives, where you bring dinner to the youth who are temporarily homeless and are at this crisis center. What you saw on my Instagram was where we made sandwiches for the Urban Ministry Center. It's called Operation Sandwich.
That is so cool. And for people at home right now who want to get involved with Operation Sandwich and all these other things that you've talked about, is there like a website they can go to learn more all about this?
Yes. There, you can go to Broadway Serve's website, KidServe website, The Relatives and Urban Ministry Center. You can keep up with all of the things that people are trying to do to help.
You are such an incredible role model, Grace.
Thanks, Josh. So are you, though.
Thank you. No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. But do you have any role models that you look up to?
I do. Do you know Renee Rapp, who is in Mean Girls?
Yes.
So she's actually from North Carolina, and she's just so talented and amazing. And I did a few performances, and I've seen her in Mean Girls many times, and she's just always been so sweet and supportive of other actors and of us, of like young actors especially. And also another one of my role models is Kimberly Marable. She is in Hadestown right now, but she's been in the Broadway community for so long. But I think she's one of my biggest role models because she gives back and makes a difference. She actually co-founded KidServe.
Oh, that's so cool. They're both incredible role models. And they're both, they've both been Broadway shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you were in Harry Potter, right?
I am.
Although Harry Potter is not a singing show and a play, it's a play, mm-hmm. You have such an incredible voice.
Oh, thank you.
Such incredible singer, actor, dancer.
Aw, I love all that stuff. It's just...
What song will you be singing today, and why did you choose that song?
I will be singing No Way from Six. I chose that song because Six is one of the many Broadway shows that did not get to open due to COVID. But they were in previews. Luckily, I saw it in previews. But I just thought this song was just so amazing, and it's just super powerful to have a show of all women.
I love that song so much, and I love the show, and I love the people in the show, and it's such an incredible show that we need right now, and I cannot wait to see it when Broadway is unpaused.
Exactly.
I think I'm ready whenever you are.
Yes, me too.
Oh, Rio.
Yay.
Someone who don't know no wedding ring. No matter what I heard, it's time to shh and listen.
Amazing Grace. You can follow her on Instagram at Grace D. Meachies. For my final guest, I'm so excited to welcome our
On With The Show
guests, Mira and Maya Levinson. Mira is in the 8th grade and Maya is in 7th. The girls were both cast as leads in their musical show, Singing in the Rain, in the fall semester where they both shared the part. However, because of COVID-19, they're not able to perform in the spring play that they were so looking forward to being a part of. Let me get the girls on now so they can get on with the show.
Hi, Mira and Maya.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
We're good.
I'm really, really sorry that you weren't able to perform your school show. With the rehearsal process, did you get far into it, or were you starting out with auditions, or what happened with that?
We really just started rehearsal, so it's mainly character development and just a little bit of walking, but we didn't really get far.
But because of COVID-19, school had to be transferred online. Is your school online right now?
Yes, school is now online. And at first it was pretty hard, but I think we're getting used to it
now. Yeah.
When your school's online, at first it's kind of just like weird, like, my school's online. I see all my subjects, lessons. I know what to do. And then suddenly you can work at your own, sometimes now you'd work at your own pace. And so you can get done really early and have like an early spring break or an early summer break. But what is your typical school day look like? Because with working at your own pace.
I think it's really different for everyone, especially for me, because I wait to the last minute for a lot of things, which is not good. But for Maya, it's very like on top of things and productive. So,
I mean, every day is a little different.
Yeah.
So you can make your own schedule, and that's amazing about it. So, yeah.
Is your school like doing any like virtual musical projects instead because they can't do it in person now?
Yeah. We actually just did like a project for drama. We're all sending in clips of You Will Be Found, and it'll be edited together, and then we'll it's being worked on right now, but we'll all be able to watch it. So
yeah.
That is so cool. And I really can't wait to watch that. When it's released, where will our audience be able to watch or listen to it?
Most likely Instagram or YouTube.
Yeah.
Or both.
That's great. I know that this is such a crazy time for everyone, but has there been anything positive that's come out of this for both of you?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's a very hard thing to go through, but we've been able to make everything positive and have fun, I guess. So, yeah.
What I've been doing, I've been spending time with my family, my dog. Because we're back in Florida, there are different animals just outside. And my phone is talking out all the birds, and I'm like, whoa, I thought there are animals.
Yeah, exactly.
And today, what song would you like to sing for us, and why did you choose that song?
We will be singing Good Morning from Singing the Rain, because it always adds a smile to our faces.
Yeah, it's very positive.
Yeah, exactly. So we would love to sing it for you.
Especially right now, I think it's great to have like this song during this time, so it's great.
Well, I can't wait to hear both of you sing it for us. Let's do this so we all can have a good morning. Here we go. And Maya. You can follow Mira at Mira Levinson and Maya at Levinson Maya. I'm excited to feature more students from around the world in future episodes. If you're a student whose show was canceled or postponed and you want a chance to sing on our show, send an email to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com and include your name, social media handle, and a link to a video of you singing. We hope to show your talents off to the world. Our plan is to air these on with the show segments every Monday. I hope you all enjoyed this episode of the Early Night Show Virtual Edition, Corona Cabaret. Thanks to all my wonderfully talented guests, Carly Gendel, Luke Islam, Gracie Michis, and Mira and Maya Levinson. Let's keep entertaining! Any artists who want to be a virtual guest, send me a direct message on my Instagram, @JoshuaTurchin, and let's keep making music to help the Actors Fund. Stay healthy and wash your hands!
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. and there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.